Mr. Horowitz has yahrzeit for his father-in-law today. So we dedicate the shiur in his memory, Rabbi Melech Shimon b'Rabbi Yomim. We left off in the Gemara, Lamed Hay on the day, on the third line from the top. The Mishnah says that Rabbi Gamliel made a special takana, that an almoneh who wants to come to collect the tzubah is not required to swear. The din originally was, the takana sakanan was, that whoever wants to collect the tzubah, shaloi b'fnei abal, if they're not collecting from the husband, they're collecting either from the yorshim or from the lukuchas. So the person, the almana or the grusha, has to swear that Rabbi Gamliel made a special takana, that an almana who wants to come to collect the tzubah is not required to swear. The din originally was, the takana sakanan was, that whoever wants to collect the tzubah, shaloi b'fnei abal, if they're not collecting from the husband, they're collecting either from the yorshim or from the lukuchas. So the person, the almana or the grusha, has to swear that she didn't collect any of it yet, and then she can collect from the assembly. So nimnu melahashdiya, it came a period in history that they were afraid to allow the almana to swear, because she would be mayraheta, because she was matriach, to take care of the children. So they didn't allow her to swear, and they didn't let her collect the ksuba. So she was left without any ksuba. So Rabbi Gamliel made a takana that if she takes a neder and she proves that she didn't collect any of the ksuba by taking a neder, so that's also good. How do you prove by taking a neder? So she takes a neder, let's say she's never going to drink any tea. It's a woman who always drinks tea or coffee, never going to drink any tea for the rest of her life if she ever collected a penny of a ksuba. And everybody knows she's going to continue to drink tea and coffee. So the fact that she took such a neder and she's obviously going to violate it proves that it's really true that she didn't collect any of the ksuba. Minatar, that's not really a good halacha, because you have to swear. A real shvuah means, I swear I didn't collect any of the money. You can't say, I'll take a shvuah that if I'm lying, I will never drink any coffee. And then she's going to violate the shvuah and drink the coffee, and that's going to be the halacha. So that's minatar, that doesn't mean anything. So Amidei Rabbanon, Rabbi Gamliel made a takana that can substitute for the real shvuah that she's supposed to take. But rather than take a shvuah, she won't drink coffee, he said, let her take a neder, because the avera taking a shvuah is worse, is mochomer, than the avera taking a neder. So he said so he was maker.
Or the
neder is, if a person violates a neder, there is no nekitas chayvus. Right? It's only by shvuah that you have a nekitas chayvus. So the neder is shaloi b'nekitas chayvus. And one who violates a neder is not at all as serious as one who violates a shvuah. But that was takana Rabbi Gamliel that she can collect. So we started this sugya last week on the fourth line from the top of Laman Hamadei. The almana comes to collect the tzuba, that's only by Nedra Mamurim, she didn't remarry yet. But she already remarried, Omer Avune, Lo Shanu Elo, the Mishnah only says this din of Rabbi Gamliel, that if she swears, you see, if a woman is going to swear, let's say before the days of Rabbi Gamliel, so the woman wants to collect the ksuba, so she puts her hand on a sefer Torah, she swears, I swear in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I never collected a penny. But that doesn't help that if she's married, the husband's going to be made for it. What do you mean the husband's going to be made for the shvua? Sure. If a woman takes a shvua, she'll never drink coffee, the husband can be made for the shvua. If a woman takes a neder, I'm never going to eat potato chips, the husband can be made for a neder or a shvua. But if a woman swears a shvua l'sha'avar, a statement of, I swear by the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I never collected a penny. So that's not shaykh that the husband can be made for that neder. That's a shvua l'sha'avar, a statement of the fact. The husband can only be made for if it's a shvua l'ha'bo, or a neder l'ha'bo. That if the woman is binding herself to do something or not to do something as beino l'beino, nidri nefesh, then the husband can be made for it. So now Ravuna says, once Rabbi Gamliel changed the nature of the din, and he made a takana that if she takes a neder, that she's never going to drink any coffee if she collected a penny, and obviously she's going to drink coffee for the rest of her life, so that is acceptable as a hechacha that she never collected any money. So Ravuna says that only applies to shaloi nisus if she didn't remarry yet. Avol nisus, but if she already remarried with nisuin, nisus means she already remarried with nisuin, then ein adira moisa that is garnished help. Then the bezin cannot administer a shvuah to her, that cannot administer a neder. Let her take a neder that she'll never drink coffee if she collected a penny. Why? The Gemara says, this is my time. Why? The meifa l'aval. Because the husband is going to be meifa. Greg the Gemara said, what good is it even if Loinis is, even if she didn't remarry, but she's not going to remain an almona for the rest of her life? She's going to be married next month. She's going to be married next year. So by the time she's going to be married, the husband will be mefer the neder. They'll also undo it. So this neder will not bind her for the rest of her life. True, she'll be in violation of the neder a couple of months until she'll get a new husband. But if it won't bind her for the rest of her life, so the Gemara held that Rabbi Gamliel would never make such a takona, that the neder should substitute for the ikar din of shvuah. And for the Gemara, no, the neder will bind her for the rest of her life, because if a woman takes a neder before she remarries, and then she marries, the husband cannot be made for bekoidman. The ain't abal made for bekoidman. Husband cannot be made for nedarim. They were taken prior to her marriage. Greg the Gemara, v'nefesh del mazal legabi chacham b'shari lo. Greg the Gemara, even if she didn't remarry, so what do you tell me? That there's no possibility of the husband being made for the neder lady, even if she'll get married in another month or two. The husband cannot be made for the neder that were taken prior to the marriage, b'koidman. But why not be concerned? How can Rabbi Gamliel ever make such a takona that let her take a neder? We all know that there's such a thing as hataras nedar. So she may go to our desert, and she'll make a hataras nedarim. Now again, hataras nedarim, you can't just, if a person takes a neder, he's not going to eat potato chips. The doctor tells him he's gaining weight, and he has to stop eating all the nasher rice. He takes a neder, he's not going to, he has his all potato chips and all ice cream and all fattening food. Then he goes to the desert and he says, I took a neder, I want to be matan neder. You can't be matan neder. You can't just say be matan neder like this. You have to have either a pesach or a harata. You have to have either the person was in a very excitable mood. He was if he'll come to the desk and say like this, the doctor scared me out of my wits. He told me that someone just died from being overweight, and he told me all the people who died from overweight. And then I got so scared, I was petrified. So I took a net and nothing got any fatty food. Now I realize a lot of fat people live to an old age. Have harata that I ever got to eat. He frightened me. So that's a good harata. It's a good neder that he shouldn't eat the fattened food, but that's a good harata. Harata haste, he was either in a very happy mood or a very angry mood or a very sad mood, a very excitable mood or very frightened or something like that. And now the person claims, now he comes to the bezin and he says, now that I am back in a state of equilibrium, now I have harata that I was ever in such a wild mood, and if I would have been in a state of equilibrium at the time that I took the neder, I would have never had taken the neder. So if it's really true, if the facts are really true that he would never have taken a neder if he would have been in a normal state of mind, because he was either sad, depressed, angry, excited, or whatever, or frightened, but then that's a heter al yedei harata. And if he tells a lie to the bezin, if he fools the bezin, he's just fooling himself, because the heter of the bezin is not valid, it's not chal. And the same thing pesach. Pesach means the person says, you can never not eat potato chips because the doctor had no anger that the potato chips are unhealthy. If I would have known that they're non-fattening potato chips, I would have never taken a neder. There are potato chips that are healthy for you. I would have never taken a neder on potato chips. He didn't know that there was such a thing. So that's called a pesach. If I would have known the fact of information, my neder was because if I would have known the real facts, if I would have been aware of all of the facts, I wouldn't have. Or if I would have been aware of all of the ramifications of the neder, he says he never would have taken the neder. So if it's really true, if that statement is really true, that if he would have been aware then, he would have really not taken the neder, so then it's a valid hatar. If he fools the bezmin, he tells him ababa maisa, so he's just fooling himself. It doesn't help he fooled the bezmin. He pulls the wool over their eyes. But the heter is nishkin, is not a valid heter. The heter, hataras and dharma of the bezmin, is only valid if you have either a pesach or a harata. It's not a dispensation. We don't have, in our religion, we don't have. In the other religion, they have dispensations. The Galak get that dispensation, or the Pope gives a dispensation. We don't have a Bezin gives a dispensation. The Bezin can task him that it's a neder toes, because it was taken in a state of slight shigoyen. He wasn't in his full state of equilibrium, or he was missing a piece of information. So it's a neder toes.
Having said what you say, that you can't take a dispensation, when I say Hataras Nedarim, I don't ask for a physical test. What is it that I'm doing? What is it that I'm obligating?
Yeah, the Hataras Nedarim on Erev Rosh Hashanah is a very big problem, because we don't even say what the Nedarim are. So the Achrayim, you're supposed to say what the neder was and explain what prompted you to take the neder. The Gemara says, "Tarf lefarta neder." You have to explain what prompted you. Then you have to explain what your Pesach is or explain what your Charat is. So the Paskim say, is very shvach. So the Paskim say, he says, there are so many he doesn't remember what they are. So and he's not asking, and then in the Rakesh HaTorah, he's not asking for those Netarim that don't, that I'm not allowed to be Mata Neder. He's not asking for, let's say, he took a Neder, not to drink, and not to run around with women, and not to be Mechal Shabbos, and not to gamble, and whatever, so something like that. So he's not asking for HaTorah on those Nedarim and Shavuos that he took me Mechazik his Mirus HaMitzvah. And he's not asking for a Hataras and Dharma, such a Neder that he took in order to collect money. No, that he's not allowed to be Mata Neder. And he says he doesn't remember what the Nedarim are, so he asks Harote that he ever took the Neder. If he would have realized at the time that he took the Neder that he's going to forget the observance of the Neder, let's say he got an Aliyah somewhere, he visited a shul, he gave an Aliyah, and he took a Neder, and at the time he really planned to pay the pledge. And then, Matzai Shabbos, he went away, and then the next Shabbos, he went somewhere else, the next Shabbos, he went somewhere else, and he didn't remember to pay up the pledge. So he has Charata that he ever took that Neder. If he would have realized with Shas Maisa that he's going to forget, he would have never taken the Neder. That's Taka
true. Because the
Pesach is
that he doesn't remember which one he took.
The Pesach, right. That's a Pesach. It's a Pesach. It's not a Charata. I didn't say it right. It's a Pesach. The Pesach is, if he would have known at the time that he took the pledge to give the tzedakah that he's going to forget, he doesn't want to narap the Eilam, but he doesn't want to narap the Ribbono Shel Olam. If he would have realized that he's going to forget, he would have never taken the net in the first place. He would have asked not to make a mishabera. He would not give any money. So that's the Hataras and Nadarim. We have an Erev Hashanah that doesn't really help on all the Nadarim. It only helps on those Nadarim that fit into that description. That I took a lot in the door, my pashut forgot what they are, and I have charata that I ever took such a netta that I forgot about, and if I would have realized the Shas Mais, I'm going to forget, I would never have taken the netta, so that's a pesach. So the Gemara Frek Takashe, what did Rabbi Gamliel do over here? Once he switched the din, instead of swearing l'shavar, she puts a hand on his head, I swear I'd never collected a penny. So that's what they did away. Nimnu mala hashbiya. So what did he substitute instead? A neder lahabo. A neder lahabo. You can always have a hataras nedarim. You can always. You can't always have a hataras nedarim. If there'll be a pesach or a harate, so they can be a hataras nedarim. So she may be able to have an honest pesach or an honest harate later on. So the Gemara asked Akash. So the takana is a pesach shvacha takana. That he said we should substitute a neder for the shvur l'shavar, but a neder l'habo can often lend itself, not always, can often lend itself to a hataras neder. That's the Gemara's kasha. Take the Gemara kasha the nechesh. Why aren't we concerned bichlala regarding Rabbi Gamliel's substitution? Dilma ozla l'gabi chacha. Maybe she'll go to a bezin v'shari lo. The din is that usually need a bezin of three. But the Gemara says if he's a yochid mumche, can be matan neder yichid. We don't have any yochid mumche bizman hazeh, so we never do that. We always have hataras nedarim, bezna shlosh. The Ran in the Dorm has a machlokes harishonim. What's the definition of yochid mumche? So one opinion he quotes from the Rambam, one sheet is a yochid mumche means that he has smicha. The bizman hazeh, nobody has any smicha. Even the Rabbanim have smicha, is only an imitation smicha. The Gemara says that the real smicha ish mitish al Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't exist anymore. He can only give an Eretz Yisrael from somebody who got smicha in Eretz Yisrael from someone else all the way back. We don't have that. So bizman is that nobody has any smicha. Even according to the other Rishonim that a yochid mumcha can be meifa neder, can be mata neder yechidi, you don't have to have smicha. You have to be a very outstanding tamachok. So we don't consider that anybody is such a great tamachokim because you have the right to be mata neder yechidi. But in the days of the Gemara, that's the Lashon. Maybe she'll go to a Chacham, we would say this, she'll go to a Bezni. So the Gemara is Lashon, she'll go to a Chacham and help him out to the Neder.
Well, the Chacham asked her what's the reason behind it. There could be substitutes. Why would it matter? If she knows what's the reason behind HaTorah, the Chacham is going to be about she's going to Abiyah.
Oh! Why would it matter? So that's what the Gemara says. And for the Gemara, Kasavar, the Gemara says, Kasavar, Abuna obviously thinks, that you can only get a hataras nedarim by bezdin if you explain not only what the content of the neder. I took a neder never to drink coffee, and then the bezdin, yes, what prompted you to take such a neder? What's the background? So she's going to tell it back. Well, I wanted to collect the ksuma, and the bezin wouldn't let me because they were afraid that maybe I collect. And so I said, I swear I'll never drink a cup of coffee if it's true that I ever collected a penny. So then they'll say, we're not allowed to be matter such a neder. That neder enabled you to collect the ksuma. So we're not allowed to be matter the neder. So that's what the Gemara says. Rav Huda thinks, sark lepartis on neder. So the bezin will never be matter the neder. So the only thing you have to be concerned about is the husband will be made for the neder. If the husband can't be made for a neder that was taken prior to the marriage. But if Nisa, she already got married, then...
He said he did not go along with the shul because he was praying that the Almana may try to shut the fire by the shul. It's very false. Why would it stop her from firing up a neder falsely in order to collect the money?
You mean to take a neder falsely? I'm a Hanami. And then there is less of an Abeiru.
Just don't want to take a shul.
Correct, and that there is less of an aver than a shvuah. Other aver, if we're afraid that she'll swear falsely, she'll certainly take a neder falsely. But the only thing is, swearing is a much greater aver. And not only is the person who took the shvuah punished, even the others are also punished, all the people around who brought it. It's a less of an oinesh, and we won't be nanash, only she'll be nanash. Right? So he lowered the oinesh. They were afraid of the oinesh achamer of shvuah shek. That's what Rav Huna says. And Rav Nachman disagrees. Rav Nachman Omar, Rav Nachman disagrees with Rav Huna. Afilu nisus, even if the woman already remarried with nisuin, we still will follow the takonis Rabbi Gamliel to tell her to take a shvuah, never to drink a cup of coffee. We know she's a woman who always drinks coffee, so she'll take such a neder and she'll collect. Frag the Gemara, how can that be? Nisus. Once she's already remarried with Nisun, so the husband will certainly be made for the neder. So how can you let her collect based on such a neder? And to the Gemara, Rav Nachman is of the opinion that there exists a category of a neder that doesn't lend itself neither to Hatorah nor to Hafor. What is that? The Madrin on law bar Rabbi. Rav Nachman thinks that a neder shehuda bo Rabbi, a neder that is taken in public, has no Hatorah and has no Hafor. The Gemara says later in Gitna, that's a machloikis satanon. Rashi quotes, L'kama daf mem hei. L'kama b'firk and daf mem hei, it's machloikis abiru na hachon.
So if you take that neder before bed, that's considered taking it publicly?
How many people do you need to be considered barabim? So the Gemara has... Asura. Rashi says Asura. The Gemara later has a machloikis, right? Machlekes by the 3 or 10, right? The Gemara later has the machlekes on Mem Vav Amid Aleph about 10 lines from the bottom. That sugi starts on Mem Hay on the base. That's the Mishnah Mem Hay on the base, and Mem Vav Amid Aleph. The Gemara says this is the machlekes Hakanoim. A neder shehuda bar rabbin, a man or a woman, anybody takes a neder bar rabbin in the presence of a rabbin. So that's a machlekes Hatanoim. Some Tanoim hold that ain't lahafor of ain't lahator. The Chacham can't be matter the neder, and the Baal cannot be made for the neder. It's a different category of a neder. It's a stronger neder.
It's the same as Avdas Rabin?
No. This Sugya is going to explain different, totally different. Totally different. So the Gemara has a machlekes, 10 lines from the bottom, of Kama, a Rabin. How many people do you need that they should be considered a Rabin? So it's machlekes on Nachman Avitzvah. Nachman Amar Shloisha, Avitzvah Kamar. Asor. Machlekes, but it's 3 at 10. And Nachman Amar Shloisha, where does he get the market to say that 3 people is a rabbim? Grata there's a din, Safik Tuma Vishus a rabbim, Sveka Tohar. Safik Tuma Vishus a yochid, Sveka Tomei, Kama Vakama Mishnah is like that. So the Gemara says in Nozir, what's the definition of Rishus a rabbim? What's the definition of Rishus a yochid? So the Gemara says in Nozir, it doesn't matter. It doesn't depend on Hilfa Shabbos. What's a Rishus HaRabim for Shabbos? That's a Gemara in Bava Basra, in Cheskes Sabbat, who says it has to do with Rishus HaRabim for Shabbos. So Stira, the 2 Gemaras, you have to figure out how they judge. But the Gemara Nozir says in the first daf in Perek Shnei Nazirim, that if you have 3 people standing together, that's called the Rishus HaRabim. If you have 2 people, no. 3 is a crowd. 2 is company, 3 is a crowd. So if you have 3 people...
We had before, we make a quick game of call.
It's the call. Oh, yeah. Okay. So that's a different thing. Yeah, that's a different thing. 3 people know. So chaver chaverisla. Yeah, but here's a different word. Now here al pidin, it's considered has the status of rishus rab. Negmar learns it out from the psukim. Where did he learn out that halacha of psofik tuma rishus hayochi speikai tome? It's learned out from soita that it says v'nitmo, even though it has nothing to do with tuma, nothing to do with tuma v'tar. But the chumash uses the expression v'nitmo, and the woman is a sofik zinsa, sofik loy zinsa. So we go to chumra because there are only two people, the wife with the boil. So we don't know what they were doing there behind the closed doors, behind the locked doors in the private room. Was she mezana? Was she not mezana? So if there was kinu yistira, the husband was warned his wife, he's choshed that his wife was having an affair with somebody else. And he warns in advance, al tistri mishplani, don't have yichud with him. And then she violates the instructions of her husband and she doesn't listen. She goes in and she has stira. So then the Torah says that they have to get divorced. The husband, unless he can have a drink, the Maimamigdosh, he can bring his wife to the Beis HaMikdosh and have a drink the Nei Soito. But if he don't live, his mancha Beis HaMikdosh HaYikayim. So he has to get divorced. Why? So that's the din of Safek Tumah B'Shus HaYochid Sveika Tomei. What has got to do with Tumah? The fact that the Chumash uses the word V'nitmo is an indication that this din of Sveika L'Chumra applies even to any case of Safek Tumah. So the Gemara says there in Ozir, By the Isha Saito, it's only two people in the room. It's the man's wife with the man that he suspects that she's having the affair with. If there would be another person there, there wouldn't be stira. There wouldn't be considered stira haste if there's nobody else there. So if there would be three people there, it would be Sveika Tohor. So that's the mocker of the din, that's Sofik Tumah Bishul Sarabim, Sveika Tohor, and the mocker of the definition that Bishul Sarab means if you have three people. If you have three people, Dvai Menachem. The Gemara Nazir says if you have a big room like this, a shul, you have two people over here, one person all the way over there, and the other end, that's not a Rishus Sarab. It has to be three people near each other, B'mayim Erechad. How close? It doesn't say how close they have to be, but somehow it has to be B'mayim Erechad, near each other. So that's what Rav Nachman says, that the definition of Rabbi, Mishloisha, if you have three people. What's the mocker? One could have said the mocker is from Safed Tumah B'Rishus Sarab. He doesn't say that. He says the mocker is from the Din of Nida. That it says a woman is either, if a woman has a riyas dam below es nidos, if the woman has a riyas dam, the es nidos, when she expects a period, so then she becomes a nido. If the woman has a riyas dam below es nidos, Rashi and Chumash quotes from the Mishnah, from the Gemara, that there's yud alef yom shebe nidil and nido. There's an 11-day period, but that's not normal. Medically, that's not normal for the woman to have a riyas dam at that time. If she has the riyas dam 1 or 2 days in a row in the yud alef yom during that course of 11 days, she becomes a zavak tana, and she has to have a bedikah 1 day, and she's tovel the next day in the mikvah. And if she has the riyas dam 3 days in a row within the yud alef yom, she needed below es nidasa, then she becomes a zavak doyla, and she needs shivinikiyim. We're machma today that every isha needs shivinikiyim. That's takonas Rebbe. Rebbe made a takana. The Gemara quotes me and the Maseches Nida. If you treat all the nashim as if they're tolos, as if they don't remember whether they're holding in the yud alef yom, not in the yud alef yom, as if they don't remember. So any woman has a riyas dam 3 days in a row, so that's takonas Rebbe, that we treat her like a zavah gederla. And then there's a later, Gemara has a later minig, it says not really a takana minig, that even if the isha has only one riyas dam, tipas dam kehargul, so benayis yisrael achmir alatzim, that's already a minig. That's not even a din derabbanan, shteit in shulchanot. That's only a minig. And that's why in Poskim they say sometimes it's a little more kal than the other din, that even if there's only a riyas dam 1 day, you still require shivinikiyim. So that Poskim that says you have to have riyas dam 3 consecutive days in the yud alef yom shebeit nidin l'nida to become a zavak doyla, that Poskim says v'yisho kisazu zayv doma yomim rabim below es nidasa. So it says there the expression is yomim rabim. So how do you know how many days is Yom Rab? Maybe it's all 11 days in a row. Then it means 11 days straight. So the Tanoim had a tradition, though. Yomim is plural, so Miyad Rabim Shnayim. And then it says Yomim Rabim. So the word Rabim adds something else on. So how much does it add on? Another 10. So you think, Tafasta Meruba Loi Tafasta, Tafasta Mua Tafasta. So what Yomim is Miyad a plural is Shnayim. The Rabbim adds on one more because tefasta meruba lo tefasta. So that's the whole mocker of the din that Azava Gedayla requires Shivinikim if she has a riyah 3 days in a row. So that's where Rav Nachman's mocker is. Yomim Shnayim Rabbim Shloisha. That's in quotation marks. Yomim Rabbim Shloisha. The Gemara is assumed that everybody remembers what it says in the end of Maseches Nida, that's the mocker. That's the mocker for the din. Here, Rashi writes, Yamim Shnaim Rabim Shloshi Gabi Zavad Hashin Lei Hashin Hachet Bishili Nida. The end of Gemara Nida. It's very unclear that nobody, not on the side of the Gemara, not the Rashi, nobody tells you what daf. They assume everybody remembers the pasuk with the drasha with the whole thing. It's not such a well-known drasha. Okay. That's what's well known. So Rab Nachman says that's the mocker. Since it says Yomim Rabim by the Zava, and I say Yomim Shnaim Rabim Shloisha, so that gives me the mocker to say that Rabim Shloisha. Beg Mover, Rab Yitzchak come, where does Rab Yitzchak come off to say that the definition of Rabim, Neder Shudah Barabim, is Asara? So basically he agrees with Rab Nachman that it should really, if you wouldn't have any special mocker, any raya, he would have agreed with Rav Nachman that the definition of Rabbim and Kol HaKul is really Shloisha. Like we said, we should say Rabbim and Shloisha. We should say Rabbim and Shloisha. Or Yom and Rabbim by the Zavah is defined as Shloisha. Or Lamashal, there's a din in Shulchan Aruch. There is a din in Shulchan Aruch. If I want to make a Kenyan, I have a jacket, I have a Gemara, and I want to give you Bailus. I have a house, I want to give you Bailus over my character, over my Metalkulim. So if I just say, I hereby declare it belongs to you, so the Rambam starts off Hilchas Mechira, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Ein HaMekach Nikne B'dvar. You can't transfer ownership just by making an oral declaration. You have to make a Maisa Kinyan. So the Chazanish has a Raya. Yeah, there are a few exceptions to the rule. You have a whole bunch. But basically, the basic rule is that you need a Maisa Kinyan. Without a Maisa Kinyan, 99% of the time, the ownership will not be transferred. Right, you're right, there are exceptions. So the Chazanish has a Mishnah in Nedarim, and he has in the middle of Nedarim, and has a Mishnah in the beginning of Orla, which seems to say explicitly that if you're makna ownership to the municipality, or to the government, or to the tzibur, they're kind of without any maisa kinyan. He just makes a declaration, this should belong to the municipality, and no kinyan is needed. So what kind of halacha is that? So the Chazon Ish fishes around and he says, it's a mocker, a pasuk, shayin, ahina, heh. He has a pasuk, an interesting mocker, that whenever you makna to the rabbin, so then you don't need a maisa kinyan. So what's the definition of rabbin? So shteik mechoshe mishpat, shloisha. If there's any group of three people, doesn't have to be the federal government, doesn't have to be the state government, doesn't have to be the municipal government, doesn't have to be a tax-free institution, a charitable institution, a yeshiva or a shul, that's amirasa la gavayikim sirasa la hegidami, that's a different word, just like Hegdish is kind of with Amirasai, so to Tzedakah also gate on Adin for Amirasai Lajavakim Sirasai. It's not a Tzedakah organization and it's not a government, it's just a Shutfis, three people. Three people have a company together. So it says in the Ramah, and Choshe Mishpat quotes from the Mordechai Bov Metzia like that. He has a mocker from the Gemara. If you're Makne L'Shloisha, the Kenyan is Nikne B'dvarim Alon. So that's because we assume the definition of Rabbin is Shloisha. Rabbim don't need a kinyan. A yochid who's kind of from the yochid needs a mighty kinyan. When the rabbim are kind of, you don't need a kinyan.
What so if they're related?
The three people.
Related to the person who gives them the
I don't think it matters. I don't think it matters. It's a whenever it's a rabbin. So it seems that Rab Nachman is really right in Kol HaTarakula, that the definition of rabbin is really shloisha. Ned Shuhudah by rabbin is shloisha. Yomid rabbin by Ezov Gedoyla is shloisha. Tumah b'shus ha-rabim, sofik tumah b'shus ha-rabim ishloisha, and ben shemizuman is also an inyan of rabim. That's why you have to have a minimum of three. Oh, no. By kiddush Hashem, there it's a din for hesia. B'nigdash b'nigdash b'nei Yisrael, so the Gemara learns that from a pasuk. Toich, yeah, Mosa, he bodlu m'toich ha-eidu ha-zois, that's a special din, that's for hesia. It's a different word. But whenever it's a word of rabim, it's really shloisha. It's really shloisha the mashal. The Minchas Chinuch has a discussion. There's a din of Mesis and Medea. So I already said it wrong. There are two dinim. There's a din of Mesis and there's a din of Medea. It's not the same. A Mesis liyachid and a Medea has a rabbin. And the dinim are different. The Oynash Misa is different and the details are slightly different. A Mesis is a yachid if one person tries to convince another person to worship Avodah Zarah. And a Medea, irani dachas, he tries to convince a whole city to worship Avodah Zarah. So the Minchas Chinuch says, he quotes from the Mishnas Chachamim. Mishnas Chachamim is a Chibur, one of the Gedolei Achronim wrote a Chibur on the Rambam. They just reprinted it about 10, 15 years ago. A Chibur on the whole Rambam. So in the days of the Minchas Chinuch, it was very popular 100 years ago. Today, no one ever heard of it. They just reprinted it. It didn't become popular yet. So the Minchas Chinuch quotes the discussion from the Mishnas Chachamim. What is the cutoff point that when do you treat the person as a mesis and when do you give them the dinim of a medea? Some dinim they share in common, but other dinim they're not the same. Different oinish misa. Different misa for the mesis, different misa for the medea. So you need, in order to be called medea, you have to have a whole ir ani dachas, has to be a city. So it brings a rife in the Gemara, it's not true. It doesn't have to be a whole city, just a rabbin. So how much of a rabbin? 100 people, 1,000 people? So he quotes a diun from the Mishnah's Chachamim, whether it's 3 or 10. So the Minchas Chinuch says, he thinks that it's a machlokes amaraim over here. Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok, what's the definition of rabbin? Is it 3 or 10? So Lioilim, it's a shver revert what he said. The pashtus is that Rav Nachman is really right, that the definition of rabbin in Kol HaTarkula is 3. And Rav Yitzchok shita that rabbin is asara, is only a special local din here, by a neder shehuda barabim or shvua, shenishbo barabim. It's a different word. Because the pasuk in Yeshua, if you look 10 lines earlier, it says on the side, Yeshua tes. So it says, the Givonim came to Bnei Yisrael, and they claim that they came from South Africa somewhere. They told a lie to Yeshua ben Nun, that they're not from the Zionumas who lived in Eretz Yisrael. And they heard that the Jews want to kill out the whole Africa. Yeshua ben Nun says, no, we're not. We just want Eretz Yisrael. So they say, let's make a peace treaty. You're not going to go to Afghanistan. You're not going to go wipe us out. So Nishbu lehem Rashi Ha'eda. But Lehikum Bnei Yisrael, they didn't kill him. Then it turned out that it was a lie, that they were really from the Zionumas, from Eretz Yisrael. So it says, Lehikum Bnei Yisrael, they didn't wipe them out, even though they were from the Zionumas. Ki Nishbu lehem Nisiyei Ha'eda. So it says, because everybody swore to them. And the Shvuah was binding. The Gemara says, why was the Shvuah binding? Make a HaTorah HaShvuah. The Mamish, the Shvuah was Betorah. So they took a Shvuah. It was a Nishba Levatlas HaMitzvah. They took a Shvuah thinking that they were from a far off country. If the Rosh HaHoedim, the days of Yeshua ben Nun, would have realized that these Givonim were really from the Zionumis, they would have never taken the Shvuah. That's Mamish HaPesach. The Shvuah was Mamish HaShvuah Betorah. So the Gemara says that they weren't matter the Shvuah because it was a Shvuah that was taken by Rabbim. And that is Shvuah that by Rabbim, or Shvuah that was taken by Rabbim, is Ein Lahator. So since the Loshen HaPasuk is Kinish Bulahem, you see Eho Eido, and Eido, we have another Pasuk on Masay Leido HaRoah HaZois, how did it say, by the Meraglim? There were 12 Meraglim, so two of them, Yeshua, because they gave an honest report. And the 10 said Loshen Hara about Eretz Yisrael. Rav Shalom got angry, he said, Amasei Leido HaRoah HaZois, referring to the 10 Meraglim. So the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, I think, or the Mishnah Megillah says, the Gemara says, that in that pasuk you see that the definition of the word Eido means 10 people. So here also, since it says, Kinish Bolehem, Nisiyei HaEido, so you see that this halacha of Shvua Shinishbo Barabim only applies by Asara. So basically, Rav Yitzchok really agrees with Rav Nachman that the definition of Rabbim and Kol HaTarkula should really be 3. It's not a machlekes and Kol HaTarkula, what's Kama Rabbim for Mesis versus Megdiah. No, the Mesis Megdiah, the Pashtus and the Gemara, everybody's masking with Rav Nachman that it's 3. And Kama Rabbim for Rishus Rabbim is 3. And Kama Rabbim for a Kinyan LaRabbim that you don't need a Maisi Kinyan, that Mordechai that the Rambam quotes with the Chazon Ish is also Shloisha. Only by Shvu, only by Neder, because the Pasuk says, Dichsi Veida, here it's a Yaitzim and Akla.
You get to see it away, but it's not all by
Shvu. They learned
the Sien in front of the Eder. The Sien in front of the Eder. I don't know, it's a good Kasha. Here Rashi quotes, Eda, Asar, Dichsi Gabi Miraglim, Eda Haro, Yotzi Yeshua, because there were 12 Miraglim, and 2 didn't say Lashon Hara, and 10 said Lashon Hara, I refer to as a Masai Leida Haro Hazes. Yeah. It's a good kasha. It says Nisiyei Ha'Eido. So if the word Eido means 10, so how many Nisim were there? Weren't 10 Nisim? I don't know. That's what he says. So how do we paskin over here? Let's go back to Arda. Where are we? Again, so Rav Nachman disagrees with Rav Huna. Rav Nachman says, even if the Almana remarried already, even if she remarried already on Daf Lamed Hamed Beis, we can still apply Takonas Rabbi Gamliel. Let her take a neder. We don't give her a shvuah. We don't give her a shvuah, she's not going to drink coffee. A neder, she's not going to drink coffee. Let her take a neder, she's not going to drink coffee. She collected a penny, and we'll give her the ksuba. The husband will obviously be made for the neder. So the Gemara says no. Rav Nachman thinks that she'll take the neder by rabbim, whatever that means. Either in the presence of 3, in the presence of 10. Whether you hold like Rav Nachman or you're over there. Whether you hold like Rav Nachman, like Rav Yitzchok over there. And in that Shehuda Barabim, he knows there's no Hafarah, there's no Atara, finished. You can't undo it. It's a different Chalashem Neder, like we mentioned, I think, last week, or 2 weeks ago when we were speaking. There's a Dinam Nikitas Chetes. If you swear, you take the Shvuah in Nikitas Chetes, holding on to a Sefer Torah. So he mentioned the Ran in the middle of the Dorm on the Abchav Beis over there, the Abchav Falot, in the middle of this Sugya, quotes a Tshuvas HaGoinim, which he doesn't accept. He quotes a Tshuvas HaGoinim, that one who takes the Shvuah in Nikitas Chetes, Ein lo HaFor ve Ein lo HaTor. Would you learn that from the Pasuk by Avram Avinu? Simna Yotcha Tachas Yirechi. They told the Eliezer to swear by holding on to the Bris Mili. They learn out the institution of Shvuah and Kitas Chetetz. So the Gemara means to say that it's a different Chal Hashem Shvuah. It's such a Shvuah Hamur. It's the most Chomedic Shvuah you can have. And that's why the Bezin, whenever there's a Shvuah Sadayon, Bezin has to administer a Shvuah and Kitas Chetetz. So because it's a different category of Shvuah, so the Goinim are of the opinion, Ein la hafar ve ein la hator. So the Ran says we don't accept that. We only thought it's not true. It's a more Chomedic Shvuah. The Bezin has to administer every Shvuah Sadayonim and Nikitas Chetetz, but Yesh Lahafara v'Yesh Lahatara. But over here, this Mandam and the Gemara, this Rav Nachman holds Halacha L'Maisa, that we pass on like that Tana later, who says that a Neder or a Shvuah that's taken in public, Neder Shvuah Barabim, either in the presence of 3 or in the presence of 10, whatever the definition is Ein Lahafara v'Ein Lahatara. So new Chal Hashem Neder or Shvuah, since it's taken publicly, so there's no way to undo it.
Interesting,
Rashi
says here in the
Devil's Prayer,
even though Rav Nachman says
Shloshim. Rav Nachman himself is the one who says Shloshim. Yeah. Rav Nachman is speaking here. It's very shvet. So why does Rashi say Asor if Rav Nachman himself is the one who says over there that it's Shloshim? So Steve, it's a good tikash. Yeah. And the first Madama holds not so. Rav Huna holds that if the woman already remarried, then there's no way to get her to take a neder that won't be able to be broken by the husband. So obviously, Rav Huna holds that we don't paskal like that Tana. That's Rav Yudah on Daf Mem. Why should we paskal like Rav Yudah? That's exactly the machlekes, Rav Yudah and the Chachamim. Whether is there such halacha that a neder shehuda bar rabim has a new category and it has eilah hatar veilah hafara? There's no way to undo it. So Rav Huna holds that we don't paskal like that Tana. So if Nisis, once she remarried, the husband can always be made for the nedarim. There's no such thing as a neder that the husband cannot be made, unless it's not benola benor rini nefesh. So if she takes a neder, she'll never drink coffee. Just not rini nefesh, she always drinks coffee.
What does he do with the gevoinim?
Oh, so the Gemara there says, the gevoinim benes, the Gemara there is the kasha. The Gemara there says, Rav Yudah learns that from the gevoinim. Yeah. The Gemara says over there a little earlier. Amen Vav Amen Aleph. The Gemara says Rabbi Yudah learns it out from that pasuk. Amar Rabbi Shulam and Levi, my time of the Rabbi Yudah, where it says Yeshua tes. And daf Amen Vav Amen Aleph. That's the 20 lines in the bottom. It has 2 dots, and then it quotes Amar Rabbi Shulam and Levi, my time of the Rabbi Yudah. What's the makar of the Shita, the Tana Rabbi Yudah, who says like this that a neder or a shvuah that's taken barabim in public. Is ain't la hafar ben atar. The pasuk says, "Kinishbu lahem nisiyei ho eido." Because it was taken in public, the shvuah was taken in public. So there's no hafar, there's no hatora. Zagma v'rabbanon. What do the hachamim do? The hachamim hold that there is hafar, there is hatora. And for the gemara, hasam bechlal michol shvuah ilavayu klal. What the shvuah was bechlal a mistake, mamish a mistake. Sometimes, let's say a person took a neder and his mamish a neder betoys. You fool me into believing that you're so-and-so, and then I take a shvuah, I'm going to give you a tzedakah. Then it comes out, you don't represent the yeshiva at all. And Gansan a faker. So the shvuah is not binding, it's mamash a shvuah b'toys. Sometimes it's a dakis dikir mistakes. I say, if you make hataras nadarim, the bezin will declare it as a shvuah b'toys, as a neder b'toys. But sometimes if it's an obvious mistake, it's a mistake in kol terakula. A man marries a girl thinking that it's a Rachel, and it turns out that it's late. That's mamish kedusha tos. That's a mekach tos. I buy 5 pounds of onions, and he delivers 5 pounds of potatoes. That's mamish a mekach tos. You don't need. There's no such thing as a hataras nedarim in other areas. Hataras norm only works by nedarim and shavuos. There's no hataras norm by a chasana. There's no hataras nedarim by kinyon. But over there, it's mamish a tos. You don't need a hataras nedarim. So the Chachamim, the Rabbi Yudah say over here, this is mamash a shvuah b'toyes. The whole shul wasn't chalalot. You don't even need a hatar over here. So why does the pasuk say, "Velo hikum b'nei Yisrael, ki nishvu lahem nisiyehu eidah"? The Gemara says it does make sense. Came in the Amar Lahu, since the Givanim told a lie, and they said Neres Uchaykabonu, we came from a far off country. We're not local citizens. We don't live in Eretz Yisrael. We're low bow, and it wasn't true. They didn't come from a faraway country. So why didn't they kill him? They were from the Zionumis. So the answer is because it would have been a chil Hashem, because the goyim wouldn't understand. We're going to go get a shtikol Torah. We're going to tell them, you know, we have a din that if you take a shvur b'toyes, the shvur is not chal. They also understand that din. But they're going to write in the history books that the Jews took a shvur, the rabbis took a shvur, and they violated the shvur. They're never going to write the truth that the shvur was taken under mistaken, under false pretenses. They told us a lie that they're not from Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, the reason why they didn't kill him, it's almost blind mazor. Even though the shvur wasn't valid, they were afraid it would make a chil Hashem.
Because if you come to
me by
you, I can't live. Because I really didn't want to.
That's not coercion. That's.
I have no choice. I have nothing to eat. So what do I do? I have to make them go to the
meter. But if she never collected a penny, so she can give gazunta, hey, drink all the coffee you want. If she's telling the truth that she never collected, so it's not the truth.
It's only really important with the truth.
Yeah. If she's lying, if she cheated, if she did collect part of the ksuba, all of the ksuba, part of the ksuba, and she took a shvua or a neder never to drink any coffee, and she's telling a lie, so who tells her a lie? We'll give her coffee. Tell the truth. Tell us how much she collected, and we'll give you the rest. So the Gemara asked Akasha, how can you have a machlekes, Rav Huna, in Rav Nachman regarding this din? Is there such a halacha that a woman who's married, is it ever possible for a married woman to take a neder, not to eat flesh, that the husband won't be able to be made for the neder? Is that ever possible? So Rav Nachman says, yeah, it's possible. She'll take the neder barabim. Neder barabim ain't lo hafar vein atar. Rav Huna says we don't pass from like that. That's only Rav Yudah's shita, the Tana Rav Yudah of Dachman, hey? And we don't accept his opinion. So the Gemara affect Akasha. Let's see. What does it say, Mason?
His last word in the line.
Mason. They asked Akasha, yeah, Nisus. It says before, if she already remarried, Goduk Subasa in Nodro. Even if she got married already, she can collect the ksuba if she takes a neder. In Nodra, it's a little hard to be translate the word. Govuk Subasa in Nodra. Even if she remarried, she can still collect the ksuba if she'll take the neder. My love, Zagdamar, simple reading, Nodra Hashta. She'll take the neder now, after she got married. So the Haraya Derav Nachman is right, that it's possible for a married woman to take a neder. It's Ein Lo Hafara, that a husband cannot undo. So it's a raya against Rav Huna. Rav Huna insists no. And the delo. What the Bryson meant to say was the nadra may kor. It means even if she remarried, we will give her the ksuba if she already took the neder prior to the marriage. But now it's too late to take a neder. Now after she got married, the husband will be made for the neder. Greg Dingamar, but you can't shut la rain like that. I bought Tanya, there's an explicit Bryson that says, Nisis, if she already got married, no deres, we go book subasa. We will administer the neder now, and she'll collect the ksuba. It doesn't say in past tense. Govuk subasa in nodra. If she, the first brisa taka sounds like it says, she collects the ksuba now in nodra. If she had already taken the neder before, but this brisa is beferish not so. Nisus noideres the govuk subasa. She takes the neder now, and she'll collect. It's the beferish a brisa that supports Rav Nachman. How can Rav Huna disagree?
Everybody knows that if it's not a neder in a nefesh, so there is no hafara.
Right.
So this is what happened. She was nisus, and she died.
She'll take a neder that's not in a nefesh.
Oh.
I don't know. Gemara assumes that the neder is about eating food. The Gemara assumes that the neder is about eating fruits. Yeah, for perish of oil, I'm alive, drinking coffee, something like that. It has to do, no, it has to do with eating food. That's always going to be inu nefesh. So the Gemara says, that's not a kasha. The kasha that they asked against Rav Huna is not a kasha. Rav Huna doesn't say that no one holds like that. Rav Huna is masking that there is a Tana Rav Yudah, and Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis says beferish like that. He learns that from that pasuk in Yoshua and Daf Mem Vav. Lahikam Rei Yisrael Kinnish Blam Nisih Reide. Rav Yudah and the Mishnah hold like that. That Neder Shehuda Bar Rabim Ein LaHafor Vein LaHator. Rav Huna just says we don't pass like Rav Yudah. He says the Chachamim disagree, and we pass like the Chachamim de Rav Yudah. That Yesh LaHafor Vein Yesh LaHator. That's what he says. And for the Gemara, Tanoi, Rav Huna answers, it's a machlokes satanam. Hikal amam diyam adai b'shid b'ram, yesh lafar, hikal amam diyam ein lafar. And Rav Huna says, I paskal like the chacham, that it's a yesh lafar. So therefore, once she's nisis, it's not shak to administer a ned and na, because the new husband will simply be naked and naked. So the Gemara, going back to the original topic, we mentioned in the middle of Rav Huna, we're not finished yet with this. The Gemara is going to continue later. We'll come back to the topic. So we mentioned in the middle that Rav Huna apparently is of the opinion. What does Rav Huna say? Only if she didn't remarry yet, then you can administer a neder. Because even if she'll remarry, the new husband will not be able to undo the neder that was taken before the marriage. But if she already remarried, the husband can be made for the neder, so you won't accomplish anything. So Freg the Gemara before, the Gemara asked, and if she didn't remarry, so there's no husband. But still, you can have Hataras in Dar. She can go to a Bezdin, sometimes it'll be Mataneda. So the Gemara says, no, Rabuna holds that Sorek Lefarat HaNeda. Before any Bezdin is Mataneda, you have to explain not only what the Neda was, what prompted you to take such a Neda. So no Bezdin in the world is going to be Mata such a Neda. She's going to say, the reason why I took the Neder was in order to collect the Shavua, in order to collect the Ksuba, because they wouldn't take my word for it. So of course they're not going to be Mata Neder and such things. So now the Gemara goes back to that theme. Is that really so? So Rav Huna holds like that. Rav Huna claims that Tzorek Lefarat HaNeder. Now the Gemara says, Boi Elohu, they had a Shaila, the Amoraim had a discussion. When you come to the Mata Neder, is it necessary Tzorek Lefarat HaNeder? Do you have to give the background, what prompted you to take the Neder? Or do you say, no? Oh, ain't no tzarech. It's not necessary. So Rav Nachman, ain't tzarech. Rav Nachman disagrees with everything the Rav Huna says. Rav Nachman says that the woman can take a neder, or a neder that doesn't lend itself not to hafor, not to hator. She'll take a neder baradim. You don't have to say that the neder can't lend itself to hatorah. The neder won't be broken by hatorah because no bezin in the world be mimata because you're going to tell the whole background. No, Rav Nachman holds ain't tzarech lefarat haneder. Whenever you come to get a Hataras and Dharm, you don't have to give the whole background, what prompted you. What do they have to, psychiatrist, psychologist, are going to analyze what prompted me to take the neder? They just tell me, what's the neder and shine? What's the Pesach? What's the Charata and Farkas? What do I care what the background was? But if they don't have to clear into the background, so what's going to prevent any woman from going to a bez making a Hataras and Dharm if she collected the Ksudas? And Gemara says, no. Rav Nachman holds, we're going to prevent it. We're going to make it take the net of Barabim. A net of Shehuda Barabim is Ein Lahafar, Ein Lahatar. That's going to solve the problem. So Rav Nachman isn't forced into taking the position that Rav Huna took, that Tzarek Lefarat HaNeder. And Rav Huna was forced into it. So Rav Huna disagreed. That's the machlok. So this was the Shaila, Tzarek Lefarat HaNeder or not. So Rav Nachman says, Ein Tzarek. He doesn't agree with anything Rav Huna said. He has a different interpretation of Mishnah. He says, no need to tell what prompted her to take the net. Rapapa Matzarech, Rapapa holds the same as Rav Huna. And that's about, do you have any hoichokha from our Mishnah regarding Tzarech Lefarat HaNeder or not? Yeah. But what's the chlal? What's this shaila? Whether Tzarech Lefarat HaNeder or not? We discussed so far, can you prove from this Takanas Rabbi Gamliel that before you get a hat, before you're entitled to get a hataras and dorim, you have to tell the Bezdim what prompted you to take the neder or not? So Rav Huna says you can see from the Mishnah, Tzarech Lefarat, and Rav Nachman says you can't see anything. The Mishnah is talking in Neder Shehuda Barabim, and that's why it's Ein Lo Hatar. What's their machloek is dependent on in the Svara, in Hilchas Hataras and Dor? The Numar explains. Rav Nachman, on Ein Tzarech, he holds that he would recommend that the Bezin should never clear a rein what's the motivation of the Neder. Why? The E Amrit Tzarech, if you're going to say, if you're going to establish the Halacha Midirabonim, not a din and a third. The Bezdin doesn't have to know the background to be Mata Neder. If you want to establish a din with the Rabbanah that no Bezdin is allowed to be Mata Neder unless they clear a rein to the background, So then we're concerned the guy is lay lidibure. I'm sorry, if you're gonna say every bezin is required to clear a rain to investigate what was the motivation to take a neder before they're gonna be matan neder. But sometimes they'll make a quick hatarsendor. Remember there was one Rebbe in the yeshiva, my time obviously is to take a neder, he's not gonna smoke cigarettes.
Rebbe Gira.
And then he used to a week went by, whatever. A couple of days went by, matan neder. Then he took baita neder, then matan neder. Matan neder. So they're going to keep on clearing our rind. What prompted them to take the neder? So he says, if you're going to insist that you're not allowed to be matan neder, unless he's going to give the background. So we're concerned, zimn in the guy's later dibur. Sometimes the fala neder will slip off half of the speech that he's supposed to deliver. He won't give the whole background. I'll only give part of the background of the motivation of the nether. Okay. And the chacham by the shama mefer. The chacham is only mata the nether based on what he heard, and he didn't hear the full motivation of the nether. So then it'll come out that the hataras nedarim was not valid.
Yeah.
If you're going to make a din de rabbanon that bezin has no right to be mata nether unless they hear the whole motivation. So sometimes people will not give. Sometimes it's a long megillah. Sometimes it's a long megillah. So they'll feel, what, I have to be matriarch, the rabbi? So give him a regalacha. So give him 10% of the story, a synopsis. It won't give him the whole story. And there won't be in fulfillment. It won't satisfy this requirement with the rabbanon tzorach mefaratan neder. So Rav Nachman says it's better not to make such a takon. Because if you leave out the whole background, so the chacham's hatorah will not be a valid hatorah. And our prophet says, no, how can you leave a hefkerel?
Yeah.
You've been allowed, but you didn't, to be matan neder without asking what prompted you. Our prophet says, no, sorry, you should milsa the surah. A guy may come and say, like over here, like this is one case. Rav Nachman has another solution for over here. So Rashi says, but you have other cases. There are other cases where a person will take a neder. What does Rashi say? Shema al dvaris anodra kigon al gibik subosa kigon yosu kaperis. Oh, he took a neder. I'll never eat ice cream. I'll never eat ice cream if I'll talk Lashon Hara. So he comes to the bez and he says, I took a neder not to eat ice cream. So he has charata. He says, the ice cream is so delicious. He didn't realize how much aggravation is going to have everybody else eating the ice cream. They're not going to ask what the background. The background was, if he'll talk Lashon Hara, he won't eat ice cream, and he talked Lashon Hara today. So by being matter the neder, so they came out allowing him to talk Lashon Hara, because he knows he accepted a penalty on himself. Anytime he's going to talk Lashon Hara, or he does Chilul Shabbat, he's not going to eat ice cream. So now they're encouraging, the Bez and Satanism will encourage him to do Vaiter Averis without any penalty. So he says, Rav Papa says, we can never allow a Bezin to give a Hataras and Dorm without asking what was the background for what prompted you to take the neder. That's the Machlokes Amara. Now the Gemara quotes a Mishnah Koiris, which is going to talk about a related topic, but not identical. It's going to be a related topic. There is a din that only Kohanim can do Avodas HaKarbonis in the Beis HaMikdash. A Kohen can do Avodah. The Kohen is a Balmum, he can't do Avodah. The Kohen is a Cholov, he cannot do Avodah. But if the Kohen is Nishkin Balmum, Nishkin Cholov, he's allowed to do Avodah. What if the Kohen is married to a Grusha? He's in violation of one of the Dinim of Kuna? Or the Kohen is a character, he's Metami LeMeisim.
Child is a Cholov, he's not a Cholov.
Child is a Cholov. Is he a Cholov? Right, so let's say, what about Kolzman that the Kohen is married to the Grusha? Does he? Is there a temporary Chalolus?
He has a
program for him. So there's a Pasuk in Chumash. Who was beside the Kiddushin? A conservative rabbi. Kasha Hamaisa. A conservative rabbi. There was a Shofet Kohen, an Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah.
He married a Grusha. And they went to Hebron, it was a Tam Chochem. So he went to... He went to Cyprus. They wouldn't let him get married in Eretz Yisrael because the Rabbanut wouldn't marry a Kohen with a Grusha. So he went to Cyprus and he married her civilly. And he never gave Kiddushin. So when he came back to Eretz Yisrael, they interviewed him in the newspaper. This was 40 years ago. 40 years ago. So he said, I don't know if he's still alive. So he said, according to the Rambam at the Kemplan, he said, according to the Rambam, he didn't violate an Issa Deraisa. Because the Rambam sounds like he says that the only time the Kohen is in violation of the Issa Deraisa, marrying a Grusha, is if Kiddush Shabuah. If he made Kiddushin, then he lives with him. But he only lives with a Grusha. And he never made Kiddushin, it's only an Issa Derabban. So that's why they carried in the newspapers that he said, according to the Rambam, he's only Ivan Issa de Rabbanah. So at that time, Rabbi Lezer Shach put out a volume of Abi Yezri. At that time, he was still putting out the original volumes. So he has a Haora apropos to nothing else in the sefer, it was apropos to the current events. So he wrote the Minchas Chinuch writes, he didn't want to say that Shofet Kohen said like that. He wrote the Minchas Chinuch writes that if a Kohen lives the Issa with a Grusha or with a Zaynach Halala, and he was never Mekadisher, so it's only an Issa de Rabbanah, in order to violate the Issa de Raisa, you have to have Kiddush Abol, you have to have Kiddush. So he says, with all due respect to the Minchas Chinuch right there, he's wrong, because the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvot writes explicitly not so. The Rambam writes that if Boal Bali Kiddushin is still in Issa de Raisa, it's just that there's no Malkus. In order to get Malkus, you have to have Kiddush Abol. This was not, he wasn't so interested in writing against the Minchas Chinuch. He wanted everybody to know that Shofet Kohen was not right. He's over an Issa de Raisa according to the Rambam also. How did he marry her? Akasha Hamaisa he married. So there's a pasuk in the beginning of Emor where it says that a Kohen is not allowed to be Metamu LeMeisim except if it's one of the Zayin Kroyim. Kim Nesher HaKarabeiro Lo'ov Lima LaChosai Lo Yitama. Then it says Lo Yitama Bal Bi'amo Lehe Halo. So Rashi HaFumish quotes from the Torah Kohanim from the Sifro. Lo yitamed bal bi amav lehechala. Although we just said in the previous pasuk, kim l'sheiro, sheiro zuishto, that there are seven relatives that the kohen is permitted and obligated to be mitami to attend the funeral. One of them is the wife. If the wife dies, so that's only if the wife is muteresela. What if a kohen is married to a grusha? A kohen married a grusha. So then the pasuk says lo yitamed bal bi amav lehechala. He's not allowed to be metame to the wife, Ishto Hasura Allah, who makes him into a cholol temporarily, calls mom that he's living with her. That's what it sounds like Rashi says on the pasuk. Rashi's quoting the Torah's card. So you look in the Torah's Kohanim there. So the Ravid has a pirish, the regular Ravid, not Ravid, and the Rambam has a pirish on the Torah's card. So the way the Ravid writes over there, it sounds like the Ravid holds that it's a real dinder aisa, that there's a temporary chololus, that a kohen who's married to a grusha has a temporary halolos derais. The pashtus is that it's certainly not so. The pashtus is there is no such thing. What do you mean a temporary halolos? And after he divorces her, then he goes cholo. It's a peladikizah. So this Mishnah in Bukharis is the source of that, that Teres Kehanim is quoting this din in the Mishnah. Tanan, we have a Mishnah in the middle of Bukharis. And now you say, Noshim Ba'avere, if a Kayin marries a Grusha, a Zainah, halolos, of Yoris, Pasul. He's not allowed to do avoid in the Beis Hamikdash. He doesn't say whether it's a din deraisa or a din derabbanan. It says he's posel kozman that he's married to her until he gets divorced. Or if he's in the middle of the Beis Hamikdash, she's in the Beis Hamikdash, in the middle of the avoida, and they say, hey, you can't do avoida, you're married to a grusha. So he says, I do tshuva. I'm going to get rid of the grusha. So they say, we don't trust you. So if he takes a neder that he's never going to live with the grusha, he promises he's going to divorce her as the first opportunity. As soon as he leaves the Beis HaMikdash, and he promises going to divorce, and he takes a neder now, he's never going to live with this grusha again, never going to live with any other grusha in the world. So then the Mishnah says, he's possible to do avoida ad sheyidur hanor, until he takes a neder, until he promises to divorce her, and he takes a neder that he's never going to get hanor from her. He can divorce and then remarry her again. He married a grusha, so divorce and then remarry again.
Another more grusha.
So no, he takes a neder, he's never going to get hanor from this wife. The Tani Allah and the Brisa comments on that Mishnah, what does he do? No there, he takes the neder never to get anor from his wife, he promises to divorce, he's gonna take the neder, the oive, and he does the avoide, he finishes and he goes straight to the bezdin, yore, he goes down from the mizbeach, umigarish, and he gives it a gift. So the pashtus in the Mishnah is that it's not a din derais. If it's a din derais, if there's a temporary chavolus, so how does it become ois cholol before he gives it yet? He just takes a promise, and then there in a shvur, and shem that ois cholol very shmeri din. Mistama, the rabbi has a teretz. The rabbi seems to hold that it's a real din derais. Mistama, the rabbi has a teretz. But it's usually assumed that it's only a knas min derabban. That's how all the goyim and all the rishonim. In fact, there's a major machloikis in the goyim how far this penalty goes. So the Mishnah Brura writes that the majority of the Goyim and the Rishonim hold that this Knas in the Mishnah that Anoisei Noshim Ba'avere Pasul or HaMetamu LeMeisim, the same Mishnah says, a Kohen who's in the practice of being Metamu LeMeisim, he's not allowed to do Avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, even if right now he's not Tomei. even if right now he's tor. But if he's in the practice of violating tumas kohanim, so we don't allow him to be makar korbanos in the Beis Hamikdash until he swears, until he promises that he's not going to be metamel lemeisim again, and then also we allow him to. So most of the rishonim and the goyim are of the opinion that this penalty is only legabi hakrovus korbanos. It doesn't apply to duchenings, and it doesn't apply to getting the first aliyah. In Shulchan Aruch it says not so. Shulchan Aruch says that a kohen anos noshim avera, you're not allowed to give him the first aliyah, and you're not allowed to let him duchen. So the Mishnah Berurah says, he doesn't disagree, he just points out that this is the minority opinion. He says that Rov HaRishonim HaGoyim do not agree. Rov HaGoyim HaRishonim hold that the knas only applies to, it's only a knas in the Rabban, only applies to Avodah, doesn't apply to other things. But we machmeh, the Mechaber quotes L'chumrah, the Shita Yechidah, the minority opinion, that the penalty even applies to... Yeah, it's worse than being Mechal Shabbos, because Chil Shabbos is not a special din that's unique to the Kohanim. As opposed to this, this is a special din, this is a Kohunidika violation.
Chil Shabbos is still Skila.
Mitam Zayin L'Neisim is only Malkus. And marrying a Gusha is only Malkus. And Chil Shabbos and Bo'al Anido of the general din, he's a violation of Kedosh Miyil Alekein. That's considered an Issa Kohuna, maybe because the Galochim used to shave. So the Baruch Shem does want the Kohanim should shave. Whatever reason, the Chumash has it written specifically by Kohanim, the beginning of Parshas Amor, and that constitutes a Kohuna Dikisim, in addition to being a Klal Yisrael Dikisim. Shabbos and Kashrus and Taras HaMishpacha is not a Kohuna Dikisim, so it doesn't passel him from getting the first Aliyah. But shaving with a razor would, that would passel him from getting the first Aliyah. So you have to, once he set promises to do tshuva, I think the Gemara says he doesn't have to. I think the Gemara says he only has to take Hashiyida Hanoah by the wife, because the Yetzirah is great. He's living with a woman, a pretty Gusha, he must have fallen to something, so then he has to take a medit. But if he's Metamel Mason, so the Mishnah says, Achi Kabalola. The same Mishnah, in Torah, Tafnan Hei, says if he's Metamel Mason, fossil. He's not allowed to do avoida. Actually, kabbalah of shalom l'tamal amez. So the Gemara asked them first. Maishna by the noisin oshim aver. It says actually either hanoah. Maishna by the tamal amez. You don't have to. So the Gemara says the yetzahara to go to the cemetery is not so great. So Until now, he was in the practice of... When they're mamish violating the Avera. I don't know. That's what it says in the Gemara. That by the time of the Nason, it says, Ashi Kabalolo. He should promise to us that it's going to be Chayza the Tshuva. And by the Nason Nashma Avera, because the Yetzirah of living the Issa with the woman is greater than the Yetzirah of being the time of the Nason, so then you require a Shehidah Hanoah.
Even if he rejects
his wife, then he has to take another thing. Yeah, otherwise he can remarry her. What good is it that he promises he's going to be Chayzeh B'Tshuva and he gives her a get? He can always remarry her. So we insist that he should take a neder. He may violate a neder also, but we don't require more than that. We hope that he's not going to. And by the Nois and Nashma there, because the Yetzirah of living the Issa with the woman is greater than the Yetzirah of being with Tamil Mason, so then you require a Shehidah Hanoah.
Even if he rejects his wife, then he has to take another thing.
Yeah, otherwise he can remarry her. What good is it that he promises he's going to be Chayzeh B'Tshuva and he gives her a get? He can always remarry her. So we insist that he should take a neder. He may violate a neder also, but we don't require more than that. We hope that he's not going to violate a neder. The avodah won't be mechulal anyway. We hold the whole din is only a knas and the rabbanon. So for the yevah, the avodah won't have to be repeated. It's not mechal avodah. So the Gemara is bothered with a question. This whole sugi appears there in Chorus also. So the Gemara asks both here and there. The Iyamri Deina Tzoch Lefarit Es HaNeder. Well, the fellow took a neder. He promises that he's going to divorce his wife.
and he's never going to remarry her. So let's say a man, an innocent-looking Tamimizdik man, comes into the bed and he says, I did an Aveira. I got angry at my wife. I decided I'm going to divorce my wife, and I took a neder. I'm never going to live with her again. And I have charetet. It was terrible. I made a stupid mistake. I don't want to divorce my wife. So the bed will maybe mata neder. They make a pesach or a charetet, and maybe mata neder. So we would... If you say Tzarech Lefarat HaNeder, we'll ask him, what prompted you to take such a neder there? So tell us the truth. Well, I'm a kohen, I'm in the Beis HaMikdash, I wanted to do Avodah. And they said, if you're married to a grush, you can't do Avodah. So I took a neder, I'm going to never get an offer from my wife. So then the Bezel will know not to be Matan Neder. But if you're going to say like this opinion, like Rav Nachman holds ain't Tzarech Lefarat HaNeder. So according to Rav Nachman, how can you ever have an almona collect any ksuba based on a neder? She can always go and get a hataras and dar. Should always go get a hataras and dar. So Rabuna solved the problem by saying Tzarech Lefarat HaNeder. No bezin in the world will be Matan Neder. But Rav Nachman doesn't believe. He holds that ain't Tzarech Lefarat HaNeder. So how does Rav Nachman solve that problem? So he said, Neder Barabin. Let her take the Neder in the presence of 3 or 10 people. And then a Neder should have brought Meila Hafara, Eila Hatara. Stuck. There's no way. So that'll far end for our case. We'll take a Neder should have brought. What's over there in the Mishnah in Choyres? Correct the Gemara. The Iyamid, and if you all like Rav Nachman, there ain't Tzarech Lefarat HaNeder, Meichish, why aren't we concerned? He'll put on an innocent-looking face. He'll come to the Rav and say, I made a mistake. I took a Neder to divorce my wife. Leichish, why not be concerned? Dil Mazel Mekavi Chacham Bishari Leich. And for the Gemara, the same answer is over here. Just like Rav Nachman says over here, that the Almana will take the Neder, Barabim, and that solves the problem. So the Madrina Leich, Barabim. Let him take the Neder, Barabim. Shrek the Gemara, that's fine if you hold like Rav Nachman. If you hold like Rav Yudah later, the Neder Shudah Barabim is Ein Lahatar. Hey Michal, man the Yomer, that should have brought main lahafar, main lahatar is good. Elul man the Yomer, yesh lahafar, but there are others who disagree. There are others who disagree, and they don't agree either.
They don't hold this word either.
And they don't agree either that Tzarech Lefarat HaNeder. They didn't. They don't hold Tzarech Lefarat HaNeder. One, we want to have a safeguard over here to make sure that the Almana won't be Matan Neder, to make sure that this wise guy Koyen, this character, the Koyen, he's not going to go be Matan Neder at all. So he took a Neder to get rid of his wife and not to remarry her. So we want to have a safeguard that he's not going to fool the Bezdin into being Matan Neder. So one safeguard would be Tzarech Lefarat HaNeder. You have to tell what motivated you to take the Neder. So, So Neder Shud, the Barabim is a Machlokes. So that's one possible solution to the problem. Another possible solution is Tzarech Lefarat HaNeder. But there are opinions who don't believe in either.
Yeah.
There are Amoraim who don't accept Tzarech Lefarat HaNeder, that solution they don't hold from. They don't hold from the solution of Neder Shud, the Barabim either. So how are we going to have a safeguard that the Koyin is going to take a Neder and not violate the Neder? Ela mandam, that's the Gemara's question on the top of Lamed Vav, second line. Ela mandam yesh la'afara, ma'ikala ne'mar, em for the Gemara, a new concept that we didn't have yet. Em for the Gemara, someone mentioned it, but we didn't have the Gemara. Em for the Gemara, the Madrina lay al das rabin. There's a new thing. I say a Neder al das ploini uploini. If the definition of rabin is 3 people. Adas Ruben Shimon Aledi. I take a neder, Adas, say Al Rabin means 10, so you gotta have Adas Ruben Shimon Aledi, you gotta mention all the people. Taisus says that it doesn't mean, Taisus quotes the Rabbeinu Tam over here, the little Taisus, Avol Lidvar Mitzvah, Lamed Vav Amidal. They say, Vayram Rabbeinu Tam, Adas Rab Mainknish, he says, I hereby take a neder, Adas Rab. No, that doesn't mean anything. You got to say, I hereby take a neder, Aldas, Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. You have to mention all the 3 people, or all the 10 people at the time. Oh, so the Gemara says, the Omar Ameimar, the Ameimar said, even if you hold, not like Rabbi Yehuda, even if you hold, not like that sheep in Neder, Shudah, Bar Rabbi, Mein Lahafor, Mein Lahasara, but Aldas Rabbi is Mochom. I feel him on the Neder, Shudah, Bar Rabbi, Yesh lahatorah, the Yesh lahatorah, but if it's al das rabim, that's a new aloche, that's ein lo hatorah. That's not. Ein lo hatorah. That's a new aloche. What kind of a new aloche is that? What does that mean?
Yeah.
Why is that better? Bo rabim is a machloik, is based on a gzeres hakosu. Kinish balam rashi, based on a pasuk. Some Tanoim and Amoraim hold that if the neder is taken in public, is a starker a neder. It's like the Goyim in Iran said, Shvur bin Nikita Seifitzah, Mochamadik Shvur. So neder or Shvur, Shvuda was taken by Rabbim. Since it was expressed publicly, it's a stronger Gemira's Das, because it was expressed publicly, so it has no Hafora, it has no Hathor. But if you don't accept that, so why is neder Shvuda al Das Ram, why is that Mochamer? So the Rabbi Natam explains. So Rabbi Natam explains in Tosfos. Omer Rabbi Natam. Here in this Tosfos, Avol Edvar Mitzvah, he explains it. And in the Tosfos over here, Avol Nisus. Tosfos has it there, a very good explanation. Tosfos explains, and the Tosfos in Chorus also explains. They say like this. Let's say a person took a neder or a shvur. I took a neder, whatever, not the ice cream potato chips, whatever. And I'm really suffering from this neder. Everybody sees I'm losing so much weight. I'm losing so much weight. And everybody else is eating all the ice cream, the potato chips, and the peanut butter and everything, and I'm dying. So I have charata that I ever listen to the doctor, to my wife, and Pesach and charata. I have everything. And let's say three balabatim are sitting there, three people are sitting there. And they see I have a Pesach and I have a charata. I didn't ask him to be matanet of me. But they have Rachmanos HaMeisa, they say, they see that I'm suffering. They know I have a Pesach, a Charata. They say, Mutalach, Mutalach, Mutalach. You can eat everything you want. So the din is that that's not a valid Hataras Nidah. It's called Hanishal. It's called She'ela. When you say Talamot on Thursday night, that's also called She'ela. She'olam is Aksham, that's when you yes. Masha Baruch is not She'ela. That's Maskirim. Maskirim Baruch Hashem. We praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he's the one who brings the rain. And the same Talmudim on Thursday night, that's Sheila, we're asking for the rain. So that's one Sheila. But this another Sheila, that the Baal HaNeder has to be Hanishal HaChacham. He has to ask for the Hatorah. If you don't ask for the Hatorah, unsolicited, so it's not come. So I am the Baalim on the Neder. And if I don't, the one who took the Neder, he's considered the Baalim on the Neder. He has to be the one to ask for the Hatorah. So that's what Tosfos says here and here and in Pchoris and in Shitim Kubetzis. And Cheres also adds on a few lines that don't appear anywhere else in other Rishonim. So these Balei HaTosfos all explain the same shot. But if I'm the Baal HaNeder, I have to ask for the Hator. So if I say, I'm here by taking the Neder, Aldas, here's my best friend, Aldas Reb Shimon, Aldas Reb Yudah over here. So then Tosfos says, no, he doesn't become a Baal HaNeder together with me. I'm the only Baal HaNeder, and if later on I want to be Matan Neder, I can ask for the Hator, and I don't need the Shutfus of the other one. But if I say Aldas, Rabbim, so the Rabbim become Shutfim, it's a din derai, so the Rabbim become Shutfim in being the Balabatim over the Neder. So when I'll ask for the Hatorah, that's not sufficient. I have to come with the others also to ask for the Hatorah. Without their approval of the Hatorah, that's like a Bezin giving Hatorah and Zorim, unsolicited. When the Bala Neder, they get Bezin. So true, I am the one who took the Neder, he's the Bala Neder, but if I said, I'm taking the Neder, I'll ask Reuven, Shimon, and Yehuda, all the three people over here, my three best friends, if it's only Pliny or Pliny, two people, or I'll ask Pliny, one person, he doesn't become a co-partner to become Bala Neder. That's what the Rabbi Natan said. They don't have to know. They don't have to know, but still... But still, since I said I'm making the neder with their approval, they don't have to know anything about it. Aldas Rabbim said they become shutfim in the bailus of the neder, so that I cannot be mater, I cannot request the hatara unless they come along in the list. If Ashtetzot, they're never going to come along. They ask that the kohen should be allowed to marry back his dusha. They're never going to come along. That's what the Rabbi Natam learns shot over here, and that's why the Rabbi Natam says. And the Gemara before had like this. He shows from the Haychacha from the Gemara. That's the Tosfos Avol Nisus on Laman Hamid Beis. He shows the same Tosfos as in Pchoris also the same sugya. There were two different concepts over here, not to be confused. Neder Shehuda Bar Rabim or Shvua Bar Rabim. That one opinion in Tanoim and Arm Ein La Hafor Vein La Hator. A neder or a shvua that was taken in public, either 3 or 10, Lekon Makid is late. So the Tana and the Amora hold that there's no way out, there's mamish no way out, no hafora, no hatar, nothing. It's a different kind of a nedim and a shvua, and the psukim and the chumash about hafora and hatar don't apply to this case. But if you once you reject that, and we do reject it, we don't pass them like it, we don't pass them like a beauty, we pass them, yeshua hafora, yeshua hatar. So the only thing we hold from is this word, Nedu Shuhuda al Das Rabin. So that's only Ein Lo HaTorah. There's no HaTorah Sum Dom Mother Bezin. In order to have a HaTorah, you have to be Nishal HaFafim, you have to ask. But let's say a woman took a Neder and the husband is Mefer the Neder. She doesn't have to ask her husband to be Mefer the Neder. She's screaming bloody murder, I want the Neder. He says, Lufala, I force you to violate the Neder. He can be Mefer the Neder against the wish. She doesn't have to ask. So even if she takes, even if a wife, the Almana, let's say, is Nisus already, and she, the Almana is Nisus, so he says to Kasha over here, why does Rav Huna say, Lo Shana Wa Lo Shaloi Nisus? But if the Almana already remarried, there's no way to make her take a neder to collect the ksuba. Because why not? Afilu l'man liyoma neder shuhuda bar rabin yesh l'hafara abar al-das rabin. Let her take a neder al-das rabin. So the husband won't be able to be made for it. That'll be the end. So Tosa says, no, that's not correct. He didn't say that. Neder shuhuda al-das rabin ain't l'hatorah. There's no het bezdin. Because in order to get a heter bezdin, the Baal HaNeder has to request it. So once I say Al Das Rabim, they are koshutim in the neder, and they're not going to have, they're not going to request a heter. But to get a haforas habal, the Baal can be made without asking the wife. That's what they say. La bedaita adovatoli yafalach afila b'loy harote. Kaf yafalach b'loy Das Rabim. That's what they said before. That what? No. That's a different thing. No. A minig, no. The Gemara says in the Dharma, the Shulchan Aruch says in the Yeridea, that a neder is binding, there's bal yachol midrabon on a minig. Neder is, a minig is mitam neder. A minig is mitam neder midrabon. So that's why it says in the Shulchan Aruch, let that person in a tangifir, the person accepted a minig toiv, a midas chasidus. So if he finds that it's too difficult, they can make Hataras and Bar. So let's say we all have a minig, we all wait 6 hours in between Fleishiks and Milvish. The Gemara says it's not a real din, it's only a minig. Yikirad din, Mistama, maybe 1 hour you have to wait, Midirabbanan, 1 hour you have to wait. Yeah, but to wait 6 hours, that's only a minig. So let's say a person decides, he doesn't want to observe the minig anymore, he only wants to wait 1 hour with the din. He can make a Hataras and Bar. He's not the Bala Neder. The Neder was taken by the whole Kehila where he comes from. A minig HaKehila, so the whole kila has to decide to be matir neder. Unless some kilas have 3 hours, so the whole kila has to decide to be matir neder. It doesn't help. I'm not the bala neder. The neder is chal on me. This minik toiv is mine. I'm part of this kohol. I'm part of this tzibur. So if the whole tzibur wants to get together to be matir the minik, echateisa, that's shot. But a private person cannot be matir that minik. Let's say a woman marries someone else. That's what the person said. Right. A woman comes from a Chassidish family where they have a minig that they don't eat kibrox. Then she marries one that does eat kibrox. So the pots can say, Mikaradin, she doesn't even need Ramosha, right? She doesn't even need a Hataras Nidor. It's like a person went from a Mokim Shinoga Lahachmir to a Mokim Shinoga Lahakil. And it's Ein Daita Lachsa. The person doesn't plan to go back. So he's no longer bound by the Minhogim of that Mokim. He's bound by the Minhogim of this Mokim. Why? Because the minig is binding Mitam Neder. And this is not a neder ha-yochid, this is a neder ha-kehillah. So the woman belongs to a different kehillah now. Once she marries, so we assume the woman is b'shus baila, the husband is not b'shus ishtoi. But since the wife is b'shus baila, and the husband doesn't have that minig, so ois minig. So she doesn't even need a hatara. Some of the poskim recommend she should have hatara sindorim, yes, it says that she shouldn't be mezalzel and minhogim later on. She shouldn't think that any minhogim can come and go. Kidneys also, yeah. Svardi, let's say. An Ashkenazi will marry a Svardi, right? But also, that's a miniga kehillah, so once she belongs to a different kehillah, it's ain't daita laksa, unless she plans to have a short marriage. If she plans to live with her husband for many years to come, so then she belongs to a different kehillah. Kidneys also, right? Same thing with kidneys.
What's the concept of getting
another bunch of
people involved
in
the Baal
Meid?
They know nothing about it and they have no
relationship. Very big Kiddush, I don't know. Where's the Pasuk that you learn this from? The other Tanoim say a different voice. That a Neder Shehuda for Rabin, if it's taken in public, so that Pasuk. But here, Neder Shehuda Al Das Rabin. Where is the Pasuk for that? I don't know. How do you know you can make someone else into a co-partner to be the Bala Neder that you should need his approval, you should need that he should be maskim to the hataras mar. I don't know, it's a very big kiddush. I don't know where he learned it up.
Well, what is number
is 10 or 3? We pass in 3, it's not 10. I'll tell you why we pass in 3. Because we don't pass in the whole din, that's why. We don't pass in the whole din of Nedushud of Bar Rabbim. Nedushud of Bar Rabbim is based on a pasuk in Yeshua. So we don't pass in the whole din. We assume that the reason why they didn't invite because of Chil Hashem, Kiddush Hashem, nothing to do with Nedushud. There is no such din. But the only din that we pass in is Amema's din. Nedushud are Al Das Rabbim. That's not based on any pasuk. So you can't say Xeris HaKosu of Ted. There's no pasuk. So there's no habamina. So the word rabbim and kolot erakula always means three. Rabbim always means three. That's why we pass in 3. If you look there on daf mem vav, they put onget sechem the tzion, the letter base. On Rav Nachman it says gimel. It's correct, but it's not correct. We don't pass in anything over there. We don't accept anything from that daf. We don't pass in the whole din of Medushurah by rabbim. They should have had this letter over here. An Aldas Rabin. They should Aldas Rabin. Aldas Rabin, there never was a machlekes, but it's 3 at that. It's only 3. There never was a machlekes. There's no pasuk. I don't know what it's based on. Maybe there's a pasuk somewhere, but the Gemara doesn't quote any pasuk.
What about when you go to a chair
and you have
to feel it?
Yeah.
Why 10?
I don't know why 10 helps. What does it help to... It was added on, yeah, the base was added on. Yeah. What's the halacha if I ba'avel the person, so I have to ask him mechila? What happens if he died already? So then the Gemara says I have to gather together a minion of 10 people and ask mechila in the presence of 10, and then they're moichel. How are they balabatim? I don't know what the din is. I don't think so. That's a different thing that we're not the cherem hakol. We have a cherem hakol not to be mitzaref, not to daven when there is certain davar yon in bali aver in the shul. So the covered the tainus tibu. The Gemara says called tainus tibu sheimam and koshi Yisrael. Ain't a tainus tibu. Tainus tibu. You have to have tshuvas hatzibu. You have to have all the choitim also. Have to come to shul. So we want to invite all the apikursim and all the bali avera to come to shul to cover the Yom Kippur. Even if all year long we have a cherem, not to begin davening when they're there, not to daven when they're there, but on Yom Kippur we want everybody to be mishtad. So we say the whole cherem hakol was taken by the kol, so with the rishus of the whole kol, we mata that isa to cover the Yom Kippur. But I don't think it has a shaykhus with this special concept of neder shuhud al dasra. And then the Gemara has, maybe we'll finish the Gemara here. There's just 2 lines. This halacha that Amemar said, that a neder shuder al das rabim, ain lo hatorah, not hatorah. Hatorah does have a rabim time. Ain lo hatorah, that's only, the numen al neder, he's not going to remarry his wife, she took a neder, she's never going to drink any coffee, such kind of a neder. But if it's aval advar mitzvah, but if you want to be mater the neder, in order to enable somebody to perform a mitzvah, then yeshlo hatorah means it's not really meduyik. It means yeshlo hatorah. How do you know? Ki ahu, there is a maisa shoya. There was a mikri dardiki. A mikri dardiki means little children. Mikri dardiki means it's a malamed shiviktani taught chumash. The adre, so he was a malamed and he used to hit the children too much, so they fired him. So they were afraid they'll fire him, so go to Toronto, become a Malamed there. They'll fire him, then he'll go to Montreal, then he'll go to Detroit, like all the Malamed. Whenever you have a Malamed, it's no good, so just go to another city and starts all over again. So they made him take a neder, al das rabim, that he will not remain in chinuch. He'll never teach again. That's the way it should be. When you have a Malamed who's fired for good cause, so the bezin should force him, adre rabache al das rabim, why the habi pasha be inuki? He used to hit the kids too much. Yeah, no. Then they got a different teacher instead, and none of the other rabbeim were any good. None of them were as good as this one. So they realized they made a mistake. They needed him back. So they made him promise that he's not going to be so strict with the children. And then they were matter his neder. I obeyed genumen a neder al das rabim, and he said al das Reuben Shimon and Levi. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi never came to the Bezdin to be maskin to the Haftarah. So the Gemara says, but that's the halacha. Vahadre Ravina. And Ravina gave him the shtela back again to teach. He was matan the netter. Why? The leishtakas, the dayek kavos, because he couldn't find another rebbe who was as good as him. So why would they matan netter? I, Aldas Rav. So why is a good Aldvar mitzvah? Why is a good Lidvar mitzvah? You need a good rebbe in the yeshiva. But still, what happened with the netter? So the Rabbeinu Tam says, I'm Rabbeinu Tam. The Taisus Avol writes, I'm Rabbeinu Tam. Why is it mutan the Dvar mitzvah? Mishum de mistam and nichalu le rabbi. Mishum mitzvah. The whole reason why Aldas Rabbim is no good, because we got to get Reuven, Shimon, and Yehuda, we got to get the Shutzim to consult them, to ask them if they're masking to the Hatorah. Here, Ravina Gehalten, that we need him, he's the best. So it's obvious that they would have agreed. That's how the Rabbeinu Tam says over here. Rishitim Kobetzis and Chayris adds on another Kenech. He adds it on a little more. He says, they're making up Binim over here. So he says, when you have four Shutzim in an Eder, me and my three Rabbins, the Bala Neder is one, he's the Bala Neder, with his three people, Rabbi Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. So you have four Shutzim. When they request the HaTorah, it has to be for the same reason. Even if I'll get, he says, Aneder Shehuder, Aldas Rabbim, even if I'll get all the three with me, to request the HaTorah, that the Seichen is taken. Rabbeinu Tam doesn't go so far. He doesn't go so far. That's what the Shittim Kubetzis quotes in the name of the Balei HaTes. Even if you'll get the three rabbim with me to request HaTorah Tagechidnish, because Ein HaTarasim, four people who ask for the same thing, everyone has some other angle in mind. But if it's the Dvar Mitzvah, then we assume that they all have the same angle. They want to have a good Malamed in the Yeshiva. So since it's all Mitam Echad, so that's why it's a good Bakosha for the HaTorah. Okay. I just participated in a siyum of the Daf Yomi on Sunday in one of the communities in New Jersey. On Brachas. Just finished Brachas. So there were people there. There was one Balabas who learned in the yeshiva from my time. Nita the Groisa Tanis Cholam. He already finished Shas three times. And at the first time he learned the stomach, he hardly understood. The second time he understood better. The third time, he already knows how to learn. And some of the others got so excited, they never realized that they could understand, they could learn so much Gemara. There's an interesting comment that the Gemara has on this week's Sedra, on Yanka Avinu's Cholam. It says, Yanka Avinu went to sleep. So it says the malachim were going oilam yorgim. What were they going up? What were they going down? So there are different interpretations. Different malachim going up. Different malachim going down. Who were the malachim? So the Gemara in the Gid Anoshe has one interpretation. The same malachim that were going up to see the Muz Diyuk Neshayak Mevinas Chokuk on the Kisei HaKovet. They looked at the potential. That's how the Rav Chaim Volozhiner writes in Nefesh HaChaim. Every person has a potential, and they have in his file in heaven. They have what his capabilities are. How much kishrinus does every person have? Some people don't have so much kishrinus. They can't become as great as Moshe Rabbeinu. And other people do have kishrinus. So they looked at what's the potential? Then they looked, a man with such potential is puffing away, sleeping. So the Gemara says, Bikshul Harga, they wanted to kill him. He's not living up to his potential. So the pasuk continues, Hine Hashem Nitzav Olav, Neshamra. There are two interpretations in the Medrash. Hine Hashem Nitzav Olav on top of the ladder, on top of Yankov Avinu. So the Gemara has this interpretation, Hashem needs a volav on Yankov Avinu to protect him, that the Malachim shouldn't kill him. Give him a break, have Rachmanis. But from that Cholam, Yankov Avinu learned a lesson, so Rashi quotes the Medrash, that he went to sleep that night. For the next 14 years he didn't go to sleep. He learned in the Yeshiva Shashem V'Yever. Of course he fell asleep on top of the Svarim. But he didn't go, he wasn't so geschmack. He didn't watch the late show with the late show and then wake up at 11:30 in the morning. He slept for a couple of hours and then he woke up. You'll get hurt. The person has to be careful not to try to hop around too much, not to learn too much, more than he's holding by right now. Or he won't absorb anything. But we should all try, like Yaakov Avinu. We shouldn't sleep so much. We should all try to push ourselves to learn a little more and to try to use the full potential that we were given in our Shemai. And the Malachim won't be angry. I understand that there's a Fala meeting tonight in the neighborhood for the Skulana Rebbe, Professor Le'Avram. Rabbi Oldham Shul, there are a few cars who are going. Whoever wants to go is invited.
You're going back to
who's
going
to home?
I'm going to find out now.
Did someone take you, Rabbi Shapta, home?
Oh.